USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Thanksgiving will look a lot different than it did a year ago, with more folks feeling comfortable about traveling. We're seeing that in the skies with the most travelers since the pandemic began. Dr. Anthony Fauci on ABC's This Week cautions about those holiday get-togethers.
If you're vaccinated, and hopefully you'll be boosted too, and your family is, you can enjoy a typical Thanksgiving meal, Thanksgiving holiday with your family. There's no reason not to do that. The thing we are concerned about is the people who are not vaccinated.
Former Surgeon General Jerome Adams predicts there will be a winter surge of COVID-19 cases as families reconvene for the holidays. A significant storm system expected to disrupt major airports the early part of this week. Particularly powerful winds expected across much of the east through Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
President Biden celebrating a birthday.
President Biden celebrating his 79th birthday on Saturday, attending church services in Wilmington, Delaware, along with his sister Valerie and his daughter Ashley. Earlier in the day, the former President Barack Obama was on Twitter wishing his former VP a happy birthday and calling on his friend and brother, adding, "I'm grateful for all you're doing to build this country back better."
USA Radio's Chris Barnes reporting, searchers in British Columbia have located the bodies of three people who were swept away by landslides following record rainfall that paralyzed parts of the province. That rainfall washed out roads and railways and cut off Vancouver and the lower mainland region from the rest of the country. Moving and shaking in the top 25 of college football, Ohio State with their blowout of Michigan State moves to the number 2 spot. Spartans fall back to 12th, and Oregon with their loss to Utah falls from number 4 to 11. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Protesters taking to the streets in several European countries this weekend to demonstrate against COVID-19 vaccine mandates after governments ramped up restrictions in recent days. Tens of thousands of people protesting in Vienna, Salzburg, and other Austrian cities after the government announced implementation of a nationwide lockdown to deal with what is described as a surge of COVID-19 cases. The Austrian government said it will make vaccines mandatory for everyone starting in February. Elected officials in Germany say they're considering vaccine mandates for everyone as well after Austria's government announced the move. Meanwhile, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signing legislation into law this week prohibiting vaccine mandates.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a package of anti-COVID-19 vaccine mandate bills into law Thursday in Brandon, Florida, a thinly veiled jab at President Biden.
We were here to celebrate a great city in the state of Florida, a freedom city, and it's important that when you have the federal government overreaching like Joe Biden's doing, that we sign legislation to protect Floridians, and doing it here in Brandon, you know, I think it's especially meaningful because I think people here really appreciate it.
In a rebuke to the White House, the legislative package prevents some workers from being required to get vaccinated. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
You can expect to pay more for that Christmas tree this year. Experts saying prices up as much as 10 to 30%. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.